It's unfortunate that we have to sound like a broken record, but it appears that we have more suburban and rural burglaries going on.
Bill, that's exactly right. It's very, very similar to what you and I discussed last time in the northeast part of the county, although this time they're down more in the south southerly area off 2154 and the Copy Bridge area. Night before last, we had reports of seven vehicle burglaries, all of them in unlocked vehicles. There was no forced entry on any of them, and they're basically rifling through the vehicle, looking for anything of any value and stealing it. The most valuable thing that we lost this time was a pistol, and you and I have spoken about this before. If we could just get folks to stop leaving their guns in their cars, that'd be wonderful. And then they also got somebody's wallet with credit cards, not much cash, but with a credit card.
Well, that in itself, credit cards take forever to get all those accounts canceled and make sure you're not going to lose anything there.
Right, but it appears it's after midnight, and they're just, I don't know if it's an individual, two or three folks, but cruising the neighborhood, just pulling on doors if it's unlocked. They're rifling through their vehicles. So the same advice as the last time we spoke, if you're going to leave your vehicle unlocked, take everything out of it. Otherwise, close it up. The ones where they've broken in the past, Bill, or where they could see something of value inside the vehicle, and so they went ahead and broke into it. But if it's unlocked and there's nothing in there, they open, they rifle the contents, and off they go to the next one.
I also noticed, as well as the seven vehicle burglaries on Wednesday that were reported, there were also six reports of suspicious activity that was called in, and we have discussed in the past that people need to be vigilant looking out for their neighbors or their own property, and seems maybe that advice is getting through a little bit.
Absolutely. Yeah, those, as we've discussed, those calls are very, very helpful. And, you know, oftentimes people think, oh, I don't want to bother the sheriff, but it's not a bother. I mean, we're out there for that very purpose. The sheriff is very big on reduction of property crime with the folks out in the county, and one way to do that is to go to these calls of suspicious vehicles or persons.